It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Once again, a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Check out the Edge. State-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom in Broadview and now also open in Orland Park.
Doesn't get better than that, I don't think. Orland Park, get in there. See the beauty of the Builder Supply Outlet. Checking in at
number 5.
Mike Pence today was at the U.S. Conference of Mayors in the District of Columbia, and he said that the Trump administration will back all mayors.
Donald Trump and I are both dedicated to help you be successful in what you do, because we believe that government that governs least governs best. And this new administration is going to work in partnership with city halls all across America.
Now I'm going to call that tepid applause because they don't believe that for a second, but whatever.
It's the right thing to say.
These are all jaded mayors who are like, yeah, okay.
Who feel their funding may be cut off if they're in states that necessarily didn't vote for President Trump, including Illinois.
There's a lot of concern about that.
There sure
about
is.
Whether or not the president is going to be The incoming president is going to be vindictive about...
He's made those noises.
He certainly has, yeah. That was a state that did really nicely for me. Look, they're getting jobs back.
Mayor Emanuel was there today, so we'll see.
Civil War II, Electric Boogaloo, coming to a theater near you, May 2017. All right, now, then, Mike Pence, not known for the joking...
No.
Made one anyway about how things have changed since he's become the vice president-elect.
Just the other day, I got a phone call from my wife. I was on my way back to a little house that we've rented here in the Washington, D.C. area, preparing for the inauguration, and Karen called and said that we were out of ice cream. Did you hear about this one? So me and 12 or 13 other cars pulled over at Safeway.
It's a good story.
Nice
little joke.
He's always, he's always earnest, no matter what he's doing.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
He drips earnestness.
Yeah, he's very
earnesty.
Earnesty.
Mm-hmm.
He's very earnesty. Yeah,
for an ideologue.
Yes. Checking in at
number 4.
That's an editorial comment, Michael. Please address all of your cards and letters to Michael Monaco. Gloria Allred held a press conference today. Oh, she's one of your favorites. She announced that former Apprentice contestant Summer Zervos filed a defamation lawsuit against Donald Trump, accusing him of lying about touching her in a sexually inappropriate way.
Prior to filing this lawsuit today, Ms. Zervos volunteered to take a polygraph examination regarding her allegations of Mr. Trump's sexually inappropriate conduct towards her. The lie detector test was administered by a very experienced and recognized polygrapher. She passed the lie detector test.
Woo-hoo!
The polygraph examiner concluded that she was telling the truth.
This is the woman who came forward right after the Billy Bush tape with Trump.
Is this the woman that had the club sandwich in the hotel room? Right? Because she was an apprentice contestant, and then she met him at a hotel in L.A. And he was like following her around the room and trying to kiss her, and she didn't know quite what to do, and he might have touched a few things, and then so she's like, no, I'm not here. And then he goes, all right, what are you here for then? And she's like, well, you said we're going to have dinner. All right, there's the club sandwich over there. I imagine he's kind of a club sandwich guy. Don't you sort of see him as that?
Yeah. You say no.
Yeah. All right, fine. Club sandwich.
Oh, God.
I'm honorable. I said dinner.
How many lawsuits are there?
Don't eat the pickle.
Are they pending against him now, these lawsuits? I guess so. Because Allred has a bunch of other women.
I think this is the only one, though, that's
filed
gone.
Lawsuits.
She's filing a defamation.
Oh, that's right. He threatened to sue them.
Right.
That's right. That's right. He threatened to sue everybody else.
Right. So now she's going after him.
Yeah.
Okay. This is going to be a lot of fun.
There you go. There you go.
He's like, I mean, it's, but here's the thing. It's like, you know what Bill Clinton was like? I never had sex with that woman. I never touched her inappropriately. I didn't do anything with my cigar or anything else you might have heard. It's like, and so everybody's like, no, no, you know, shame. And then, you know, the then referred to as religious right. I don't know where they are now. They seem to have disappeared.
Yeah.
But you know, they were, everybody was up in arms about it. Now he's like, listen, I didn't watch anybody peeing because I'm a germaphobe. Not that I'm against it.
God.
Right? It's not like he's, I mean, there's no, I mean, there's, you know, the barn door has swung wide open, I think in part because of Bill Clinton, because, you know, it's like the world changed right there.
The expectation bar, yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, sexual or marital infidelity or any of those kinds of things, they don't really count in the political world like they once did.
Mm-hmm.
It's only if a conservative Republican congressman from the Intermountain West is found with a drug addict guy in a motel room,
or someone like Mike Pence, right?
Yeah,
because then people jump on it for different reasons. But the thing that might come out of this, they're saying, is that Gloria Allred may subpoena the Unseen Apprentice footage from those years and years and years that Trump recorded The Apprentice, and the stuff that's off camera, off mic, that potentially could lead. I guess that would be part of discovery, right, Mike?
And yeah, that'd be admissible.
She's trying to subpoena and get.
Did I mention Mike Pence is going to become president in June? I've got some other things I've got to do.
You'll be busy.
I'm busy. Right. I'm going back to the business. He's not going to let the kids. He's not going to let the kids.
Eric, get over here.
He's not going to let the kids have the airplanes.
They don't even get the planes.
They don't get the planes. No.
No one knows what they're going to do with the planes.
They're going to sit there and wait for me.
I think we should get one of them for a show plane. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I'll take the plane.
Yeah, Violetta could be social director.
You're right up his alley, pal. You are. That is all you got to do is show up and, you know, throw in a little accent. I know you're, you know, born in Chicago and everything, but throw in a little Eastern European accent and you are it.
Sold.
Yeah.
Mr. Trump, can I just have the keys? You wait here. I'm going to take the plane for a ride.
You might get it with that approach.
Yes. Okay. It's Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Our old friend Mike Monaco is here, attorney at law. He's a legal analyst of the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. And we are in the middle of the top five. We're going to talk about some of the stuff that happened today, including the fact that there was a major raft of commutations by the president today, including that of former Corporal Bradley Manning, who is now a woman.
Chelsea
Manning. Who was in the military, Bradley Manning, went in and stole a bunch of documents from a computer using a thumb drive while in a theater of war, and then handed them over to WikiLeaks and got sentenced to 40 years in prison for that. And the sentence has been commuted after 7 years. And a lot of flack about that. We'll get to the details on that. But we continue with Top 5 at
number 3.
Alec Baldwin, will you be at the inauguration on Friday?
No, I'm going to be doing Saturday Night Live, I think, the day after the inauguration. So while he's getting inaugurated, we'll be rehearsing whatever it is. On that Friday, the 20th, we'll be rehearsing whatever it is we do the following evening.
Mm-hmm. Did they really think he was going to show up? I mean, you mean to rally against him? Is that what they were?
Are you concerned, Alec? I'm just pretending I'm interviewing him right now.
Okay.
Are you concerned, Alec Baldwin, that Trump will actually do in real life as president what you're portraying as comedy?
It is what it is. It is what it is. And everybody has their lives to go on with. I've got 3 kids that I'm pretty devoted to, and my wife, who I love dearly.
Except for the piggy.
And the thing I'm going to do now in the near term is to just get back to work and do my job and hopefully entertain people.
Okay.
I think he's also helping to organize a demonstration outside Trump Tower in the eve before the inauguration.
That is correct, Anna, because it is right down the block from my home.
Yeah, so it's convenient. You got that going for you.
It's convenient. I just have an Uber. It's about a 4-minute Uber drive at about $12.10 because I take Uber Black.
Very, very calm.
What does pretty devoted to his wife and kids
pretty
mean?
Pretty devoted. I've been through a number of them. Violetta, and
okay.
I'm devoted to my children, except for the little piggy, who really disappointed me.
There's some voicemail evidence that shows
Ireland, but I've forgiven her for her insolence, and we're moving on.
All right, Alex.
Very, very not funny when I'm not on television.
But we'll see.
I'm angry. I'm angry at everybody, including my Uber driver.
How do you feel about the paparazzi, Alec?
Oh God.
Not happy with them either, Mr. Powell. That is your name.
It is, yes.
All right, checking in at
number two.
Okay, the most ridiculous television in the wake of the Cowboys' 34-31 loss to the Packers came from Stephen A. Smith. Did you notice how Stephen A. has made the top five of five now? Almost as much as Donald Trump does.
Perpetually.
It's actually very good. As Smith paraded around the Bristol, Connecticut television studios, in an Aaron Rodgers jersey to troll the Cowboy fans.
To all of you Cowboy fans out there, because they are America's team, right? They are everywhere, right? We live, eat, and breathe the Cowboys if you're a Cowboy fan, right? They ain't just confined to Texas. They're everywhere. Let me say that the misery that you are feeling right now, the disgust that you are feeling, the fact that your team, 13-3, number one seed in the NFC, rookie quarterback that's an MVP candidate, rookie running back that's an MVP candidate, the best offensive line in football, a team that everybody projected possibly was going to meet the Patriots in the Super Bowl and thus provide us with the greatest ratings bonanza we had seen in Super Bowl history. Let me be the first to say the fact that that was curtailed, that it was disrupted, that you find yourself sitting here today absolutely miserable and disgusted that the Cowboys are home. Let me tell you right now how happy I am at your misery. I can't stand you, Cowboy fans. You make me sick. You make me want to throw up. I think you're delusional. I think you're disgusting. You get on my damn nerves, and I could give 2 cents about your feelings. Let's get that out the way.
Oh, all right.
Can you imagine?
My God.
Getting
he's talking about sports, right?
What?
His order wrong at a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, my
it's the
God.
Little
I said egg foo young with light MSG. This is not light MSG. This is heavy MSG. Everybody can see this is heavy MSG. Take a look at my fingers. My fingers are now the size of a hot dog.
You got the soy sauce on the side for you, though, Mr. Smith.
I did not want soy sauce on the side. I don't need soy sauce. I enjoy the egg foo young as the egg foo young is. And I also wanted beef with broccoli, not beef with Chinese broccoli. I don't want little stringy broccoli. I want big broccoli.
Do they have curly fries at that Chinese restaurant?
You are on my last nerve, Kevin Powell.
I apologize.
It's the little things in life that set him off, I think.
Wow. I know. What happened? Does he ever go home and calm down? Like, hey, baby, I'd like to have a bud right now. I mean, does he ever
Or does he ever absorb real news like Putin getting, involved in American affairs? And does he go off on that stuff, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, not so much his role as ESPN, but you know.
But I just wonder in real life.
No, in real life he does.
Like the real issues.
I think he definitely does.
Get him going.
How dare Vladimir Putin say that they have the best prostitutes in the world? Has Vladimir Putin ever been to Las Vegas? Has he seen the prostitutes in Las Vegas?
God.
Okay.
That's
especially at the hotels and the standalone hotels.
Is that where they are?
That is really the most important place to find a quality prostitute in Las Vegas. Because the casino hotels, people understand that in the casino hotel, that's where you think you're going to find the finest prostitutes. But no, you must go to the standalone hotels that do not have a casino in them to find the finest prostitutes in all of Clark County.
Good to know. Have you ever been to Russia, though? That's the issue, because you'd have to compare.
All right. Okay. And finally.
Number one.
Betty White has turned 95. She made it through 2016.
Hey, Betty.
Yes.
So happy.
Yes.
We were praying for her at the end of last year.
Entered show business in 1949, and she went on the internet to thank all of her fans.
So much thanks to you and your mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers. And a couple of great-grandfathers when I was younger.
There you have it.
Park's finest.
Yep. That's pretty great.
Yes, it is. Yes. Love her.
We are just so glad that she made it. Right? It was. I mean, who would have thought Ellen Thicke wouldn't and Betty White would have? Oh. And that's how cruel 2016
Carrie
was.
Carrie Fisher.
Yeah. All right, let's roll this thing up.
The top five at five.